500 Years of Solitude, a Dragon Ball fic, written by Baby Boo, read by Dr. Fumbles McStupid. Summary. Beerus and Whis are the last of their kind, but Beerus believes he may have finally found what they have been looking for all this time. "Get dressed, my love. We are going out tonight."
"Out?"
Whis asks curiously. "Will we be hunting tonight?"
"In a way. I believe I have finally found some candidates to join us."
Written for Beerus Whis Week 1, Day 5, Prompt, NEAU. The sun set, and Beerus could feel it in his blood. He cracked an eye open slowly to confirm what he already knew. Whis slept soundlessly next to him. He held his cold body tighter against him, and breathed in his unique earthy smell. They had been together for centuries now, but he was still just as addicting as the first time he had seen him. Even as a frail mortal, Beerus knew he had to have him. Whis shifted and pulled him out of his thoughts of the past. His now red eyes stared back at him deeply, and Beerus smirked. If his heart could beat, he knew it would pick up any time he stared at his lover and mate. His looks were so divine, Beerus would swear he was an angel. Well, if he didn't know for a fact something far more sinister lurked beneath his angelic appearance. Beerus leaned down for a chaste kiss.
Good morning, my lord.
We smiled at him from behind his eyelashes. Beerus grinned at his old title. He was Lord of No One now, but Whis had always called him that. He was hoping to change all of that this night.
Get dressed, my love. We're going out tonight.
Whis grinned back at him with that breathtaking grin that Beerus adores. Well, it would be breathtaking, if he needed air to breathe. But he didn't. His heart, his lungs, had stopped working long ago.
Out?
Whis asked curiously. Will we be hunting tonight?
In a way. I believe I have finally found some candidates to join us.
That sparked Whis's interest.
I better freshen up then. I want to look very good indeed if we are doing that sort of hunting tonight.
They both smirked wickedly at each other at the thought of Whis purposefully trying to attract prey. They wouldn't stand a chance, and they both knew it. Beerus began to get ready himself. He quickly put on what Whis referred to lovingly as his poofy pirate shirt and a plain pair of jeans. It didn't matter much to him if he didn't fit in with today's style. He was stubborn that way. He took much less time than Whis, going for a couldn't-care-less vibe, whereas Whis would be more of a knock-your-socks-off-screaming sex-appeal look. It gave Beerus time to think. He couldn't help but contemplate how it had been decades since they had tried to recruit anyone. Most didn't make the transformation. Unfortunately, even after all this time, he didn't know the secret to why some did and while others died instead. Only that they needed to be strong physically, or have a very strong will. It was hard to gauge outwardly who actually had enough strength of mind. So despite being the last of their kind, they agreed to stop trying needlessly. He heard Whis approaching back into their bedroom, and again, Beerus couldn't help but admire just how magnificent of a creature he was. He was truly lucky to have found him. Whis gave him a small smile full of mischief, as if he could read his thoughts clearly. Perhaps since they had been together so long, he could. Beerus was always an open book with him. Whis was indeed a vision in his dark leather getup, eyes smothered in makeup, but instead of looking like a train wreck, he came across as sultry and dangerous. He was perfect. Beerus kissed him softly on the neck, causing a slight moan to escape his lips. Instead of indulging himself, causing him to make more noises like that, he stepped back and gave himself some space. He gave Whis a look that promised later, and they were off. They bound over rooftops silently, the full moon as their only guide. They basked in each other's presence and raced playfully since Whis didn't actually know where they were going. When they arrived, Beerus slowed down and Whis followed. They landed with a soft crunch on the ground and walked into a bar. Whis raised his eyebrow in question, but Beerus just nodded. They were in the right place. He could sense them already. Beerus took his time wanting to blend in fully. They drank. They danced. Whis laughed beautifully in his ear as they swayed together to the music playing softly in the background. They caught pretty much everyone's attention, but two in particular. He waited for Whis to notice. They were beautiful. Something about their souls seemed to stand out, almost like a glowing aura that could be physically seen.
Their black hair stood up in ways that was different from all the other mortals. But it wasn't any of that that had drawn Beerus to them. It was the determination in their eyes. He saw the way they stared at each other, with such hatred and rivalry, but something else underneath. A certain hunger. One Beerus recognized and appreciated. Yes, he was confident they would survive the transformation, and with each other's help, adjust well to their new lifestyle. Whis finally seemed to notice, and glanced at Beerus to confirm. Beerus nodded and pointed to the smaller man with a nod of his head. Beerus would take the taller one. Whis lowered his head once in a nod to show he understood. Beerus felt nothing but pride in how attractive his partner was. Whis sashayed towards the one Beerus had signaled for him, and Beerus couldn't help but appreciate the view for a moment before going after his own target. He truly was quite the specimen. Built like a god, Beerus hoped he was making the right decision. He didn't know how much more disappointment he could take before he gave up altogether. He loved Whis with all of his undead heart, but it was still tiring and tedious for there to only be them for the rest of eternity. He locked eyes with the man, and knew right away he was already under his spell, so to speak. Mortals couldn't help but be taken by him. It was the natural order of things, after all. He escorted him quietly to a dark corner where he could speak with him more privately. Beerus grinned wickedly as he pushed him against the wall and seductively pressed his lips to his throat. He inhaled his delicious scent and couldn't help but lick a bead of sweat from his neck. The man groaned, and Beerus knew it was time. He stretched his lips to allow room for his fangs to be free. He delicately lined up to the exact spot on the man's throat and pressed down. The end.